King Crown. And
yeah, I was definitely the nail there on that one. He was the hammer, so.
Michael Kendricks is playing out of his mind.
What's changed?
Well, I don't know if anything's, maybe it's just the fact that the kid's gotten more opportunities, you know, with Jordan Hicks being down for the year. You know, Mike always had his, his flash plays last year. Certainly being the second year in a scheme is going to help anybody. I think you work through a lot of the wrinkles, and I would expect anybody that was in our program to be able to get better the second year, you know, because we haven't changed what we do on defense. You know, the scheme's been the same. You always have wrinkles in every week, but, you know, maybe it's just the summation of repetitions and doing the same stuff over and over again. It's helped him, and I think it's helped everybody to that extent, so.
Do you think he's in a better mindset at all? I mean, gotten kind of used to his role before, obviously, Jordan went down?
You know, you'd have to ask him that one. I just know this. He's been a joy to coach. He's been always a professional in our meetings. Now, if you're saying, did he want to play a year ago more? Sure. But you would expect that for anybody that I think's really a competitor. I mean, they all want to be out on the field. Unfortunately, you can only have 11 at a time. So to say that he didn't want to play would be a mistake on my part. But he certainly has embraced the opportunity to play more this year because of the circumstances, and he's done a nice job. I'm happy for him.
He's done a better job in coverage, too. Does that go back to the second year in the scheme thing?
I would hope so, yeah, I think so. I just think you get more familiar. You know what happens the first year you're in a scheme is a lot of times you go through, we install the coverages and you talk through a lot of situations, but you can't cover everything. And then all of a sudden you get on a game day and somebody puts a new route or a new way to get to it. And then all of a sudden now you're scrambling on the sidelines and you're trying to make a correction and it looks like a mistake. And then you have a chance to coach through those things. And then those guys come back in year two and I think they're just a little bit more smarter, a little bit more savvy. I think they can think ahead of the problem a little bit more than they could in year one. And maybe I can think ahead of the problem a little bit more and make sure they're a little bit better prepared for maybe sometimes what are traps in what we do.
Right. When you watch the tape of last week's game and watch that play where he knocked away that pass on the running back over the middle, I mean, what was your initial reaction to it? I mean, that's not a play it's his athleticism kind of in a capsule right there.
Very much so, yeah. I mean, great burst on the ball, great reaction. Timed it up well and got in a position to get in that throwing window between the quarterback and the back. So he did a great job there.
With Jordan out, I would have thought he was probably one of the two or three key players on the defense, but you really haven't missed a beat. What has allowed you to do that?
Well, I think it's a credit to really most everybody on the defensive side. I just think, again, we miss Jordan. I'm not going to make light of that. He was really a valuable part of our defense. But as we all know, injuries are a fact of life in the NFL. And I think our guys really have a great next man up approach when somebody goes down. I would assume you guys could have been talking about Jason Peters going down on offense. They, you know, here they go and rush for 199 yards or 197 yards against really a good defense. I just think people use it as a rallying cry. I think they realize that they've got to take more ownership. They take a little bit more burden of making sure that they're doing things right. And I just think it's just a team mentality that we have right now. I really love our locker room. I think we've got great chemistry on our football team right now. I think we've got a lot of guys that are willing to put their ego in their back pocket and pull for the common good, which is the team. And I think you see it on our side of the ball. When we lose people, I think you see it on the offensive side of the ball.
Joe Walker, what does he need to improve on? It seems like he gets stuck on blocks sometimes.
Yeah, but Joe's done a nice job. Now, you got to remember, Joe had no competitive reps in 2016. You know, we played him early in the preseason. He got hurt against the Steelers, misses the whole year, and we kind of spoon-fed him in training camp just to make sure that we didn't overtax the knee. Joe has gotten better, and Joe's been, he's not going to have the flash plays maybe some other guys have, but if you would come in and grade the tape like we do, he's been pretty steady. Now, listen, everybody can get better. I can get better. There's everything somebody's got to improve on. But Joe's had a nice, I think he's ascending, and that's really, in my opinion, that where I'd like to see him. Instead of just staying level, I think he gets better every week that he plays. And I would suspect by the time the end of the year rolls around, I think he's going to be better than he is now.
Is this as well as Nigel's played in his career? I mean, you didn't coach him the whole time, but you've seen tape of him in the past before he got here. I mean, he just seems to be playing about as well as I've ever seen.
Yeah, he's doing a nice job. And, he's kind of taken over the leadership a little bit in our room, and he's embraced that. He's always been a very smart football player. He's always a guy that could do a great job of thinking ahead of the problems. But, if you talk to him on the street, he's not a real vocal guy. And you would think, well, if he's got to go in there and make the calls, maybe that's not his cup of tea. But he's done a great job, and the players have responded to him well. I'm really proud of what he's done, considering he got thrust into a role that really, that wasn't his role a year ago. So.